So just a few words about this heart practice, how it blends all four of the Brahma Viharas, the four divine abodes. So we have, and we're going to do them in a little bit of a different order. We're going to begin with equanimity. Then we're going to go to compassion. Then we're going to go to joy, and we're going to finish off with loving kindness. So we're kind of doing them in reverse order. And I have practiced with this over the past while, and it makes great sense to me. So I learned this practice from Sylvia Boorstein, who learned it from Ajahn Analeo. And he had asked her at some retreat or meeting of some kind, asked her and the many others who were there to just go inward and see if there was any dark place in the mind, any place of holding, any dukkha that was happening, no matter how small. And you might even notice that within yourself right now. And then he suggested to then sweep the mind with the Brahma Viharas. And so this is my version of his version of her version of sweeping the mind with the Brahma Viharas. And I hope it's helpful for you. And so, you know, this life with its impermanence and the resulting unsatisfactoriness of that, unreliability, the dukkha of that, the kind of at times scariness of not self when we really dip into it and have some realization around it, it must of necessity open the heart to compassion. Yeah. And so I think this excerpt from As You Like It really expresses beautifully our human condition and why we would absolutely want to sweep the heart with the Brahma Viharas. So from As You Like It, and you'll probably recognize it. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts. He acts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. And then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly, with good capon lined, with eyes severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise saws in modern instances. And so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shrank, and his big manly voice. Turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all, that ends this strange eventful history, is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. Indeed. Indeed. And so, we sweep the mind heart with the Brahma Viharas. So listening to the bells to take us in to the practice. So, settling into a comfortable posture, creating ease within it. And wishing for ourselves peace and ease as an expression of equanimity. May I feel peace and ease, peace and ease. And just noticing how the body and the heart mind can respond to this. May I feel peace and ease. Thinking of someone you care for, may you too feel peace and ease. May you too feel peace and ease. Opening the heart wider beyond your own circle. May all beings know peace and ease. May they feel peace and ease or contentment. And knowing that peace and ease can seem quite remote, wishing for ourselves to be consoled. May I be consoled. It's hand to the heart or elsewhere at any point. May I be consoled. May my loved ones, those who are dear to me, may they too be consoled, comforted. And outwards to all beings, knowing that there is so much pain and suffering and so often a lack of peace and ease. May all beings be consoled. May they be comforted. And yet, too, letting wisdom enter in, knowing that in all lives there are good moments and there are not so good moments. The pleasant arises as well as the unpleasant. And so, thinking within your own life something that delights you, it may just simply be this beautiful summer day. Something tasty you ate at lunch. May I be delighted. May I be delighted. Remembering dear ones, perhaps a particular dear one who's had some good fortune, has been lucky about something, had some recent success, like a child finishing a particular grade in school, having had a birthday that was happy and fun, or a vacation. Some kind of good fortune. May you be delighted, and let in any others that come to mind. May you be delighted. May you too be delighted. May your happiness increase. Smiling into it. Sending that well-wishing out to all beings. May all beings be delighted. May everyone know moments of delight. Remembering ourselves again. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be happy and peaceful. Remembering our loved ones. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be happy and peaceful. And wishing for all beings, may all beings be happy and peaceful. Happy and peaceful. And remembering this community, all who are here and those who are not with us today, perhaps even glancing at the screen for a wee reminder, taking in one another. May we all know peace and ease. May we all know peace and ease. Feel peace and ease. With the vicissitudes of life, and the impermanence and the dukkha that just happens, may we all be consoled. May we all be consoled and comforted. And remembering good fortune happens for all of us. May we all be delighted. May we all be delighted. May we be happy and peaceful. Happy and peaceful. And just resting in a felt sense of the body, appreciating any benefits from the practice of sweeping the mind, heart, body with the Brahma Viharas. Knowing, of course, you can do super mini versions of this on the fly, in the moment, as need be. And taking these benefits into the rest of our time here together, into the rest of our day and days.